Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen. Earners, what's going on? Look, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Acorns. You know, investing can often feel intimidating, and many people don't know where to start. Some think you need a lot of money to begin, or that it's something you can put off because it doesn't seem urgent. Plus, with our busy lives, who has time to manage and research investments? That's where Acorns comes in. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. Personally, I found Acorns to be a game changer. It's really helped me get into the habit of investing without even thinking about it. Every time I make a purchase, a little bit of my spare change gets invested, and over time, those small actions have started to make a big difference. From Acorns, mighty oaks do grow, right? It's all about giving your money a chance to grow with Acorns. So if you want to start saving and investing for your future, head to acorns.com/earn. That's acorns.com/EARN or download the Acorns app today. And who would I be without giving you an important disclaimer? Client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/earn.
So Meta has lost $45 billion on their metaverse division. Mm-hmm. And the stock dropped after their earnings report last Thursday, I believe, when their guidance didn't really meet the expectation, even though their revenue outpaced expectations.
Incredible.
Their revenue outpaced expectations.
Profits were doubled.
But their guidance fell short. And as a result, it dropped, I think, like 15% on Friday Thursday.
They lost $200 billion in market cap.
So, okay. Ian, what's your take on this?
I'm going to come in. Listen, I know normally I'm on the other side of this argument. This is unfair. Like, for them to have outperformed this well, Zuckerberg is still in incredible shape. All offices are on fire. WhatsApp's doing incredibly well. Instagram is put Sports Illustrated out of business. You got all the bikini girls on Instagram for free. They are the ultimate competitor. And they dropped 15% because they're guiding lower for next quarter. Meanwhile, Dustin Moskowitz is saying, hey, Tesla may be the new Enron. And they popped after earnings and then popped this morning after they get the China deal done.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things. And I get it. I was talking to everyone at Red Panda and Stock Club about it. There was more upside on the Tesla trade at 138, 139 than there is the Meta trade. But for Meta to gap down 15%, which I don't remember them ever gapping down that much in earnings, I don't know what the analysts were thinking. Like, normally I'm banging the table on the other side of this argument, but when it dropped, I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, the numbers were great. He was honest in what's going to happen next quarter, and as a result, they fall 15%.
But there's a key component. There's a key component. So, like, I think I text you after Tesla, and I'm like, make sense of it, because we got to explain the why. And so I had to dig, like, really deep in the research to figure out, like, all right, 15% is crazy. And Meta, over the past 2 years, we've seen historic drops, right? Like, they had the largest decline in history, but they've also had the largest appreciation in history. This 15%. This is when the honesty part of being a CEO and a leader actually backfired for them. But
yes,
it made sense why. So, yes, the numbers doubling in profits, revenue's up 27%. They actually increased their average ad price by 6%. So they're seeing more people playing ads. They raised the prices on those. The weak guidance was cause for it. But what he admitted to is that they're going to have to increase the spending in AI. They want to be the leaders in it. They want to have the infrastructure for it. They want to have the platform for it. They want to be the innovators in it.
But so you would think that would be a good sign. They're not going to get left behind.
On the surface, it is a good sign. So the increase, I think he said, up to $10 billion a year in the AI spending, which is a futuristic technology, correct?
Yep. Yes.
So then we have to peel back the layers. How much money, or what was the last futuristic innovation that they said they were going to spend money on?
I get it. The metaverse, I've waved that flag loud and clear. But guess what? When you have market makers.
How much did it lose?
Quadrillions. No. It was a lot.
A $50 billion futuristic innovation that didn't pan out. You're now telling investors we're going to spend more on a futuristic. Now, we know that this has a use case, right? Which is should be
solid. This is the future, literally.
We can see it. Like, we're seeing it now. We're using it now. It has cues.
Yeah.
So there was some pause in that, right? People were looking like, well, they're going to spend more. We're not going to be able to recruit. And Zuckerberg said, we're not going to be able to see profits from the spending until maybe 2027. And so now you're telling investors futuristic innovation. We're going to put more capital into it. People have seen it over the past 3 years, the futuristic innovation, they lost money in it as an investor. 50%, I mean, it doesn't make sense, but those are some of the reasons that I'm hearing.
I get the fear,
That slight fear of investing into the future again, and what if it doesn't work?
The main difference between Metaverse and this spin is that Meta wasn't a hardware company per se, and no one wanted the glasses. The AI move is in play by Apple, Microsoft, Cisco, NVIDIA, Intel, if you want to throw them in the race. So there's already a market for it. Then if you look at the gross margins, 80%, the Meta AI isn't bad. And they also made the operating system for their glasses open source, which I think was a brilliant move to be able to have something open source in an era where, like, Apple is too closed to let developers develop on that platform. And of course, because they're not in the lead in that, they're letting that be open source. But I think they made a lot of great moves these last two quarters. I think that's kind of like being like, well, I'm not going to listen to Ian because he called Square. What about the 1500 other great things I called? Right? Like, he got that one thing wrong, and I was the main one waving that flag. But if you look at Instagram, even Messenger, the amount of users they have on Messenger, Facebook is still moving for the older crowd. I think he's doing a hell of a job running that organization. And the profits are higher. I like the profit margin is 28%. Gross margin is 80. You can't argue with that. So I think it was a mistake.
And it's had a tremendous run.
Yep.
So even with the 15% pullback, that the run that it's had over the past two quarters has been incredible.
Yeah.
So people who've
been some profit taking.
Right. Yeah. So if you've been in the stock since it was down in the 100s, 160s, and you've wrote this thing all the way up to 400, 450, a 15% pullback.
Yeah.
Okay. A slight correction. But so, make sense of it.
Yeah. Well, I spoke to an insider.
You told me this. Yeah, yeah.
Anonymous source. So I'll share what he had to say about right after the earnings came out and it was crashing. And he said, revenue was up by 27%. We're increasing CapEx for artificial intelligence, and the same risks that always persisted are there. Q1 results are instantly positive, especially with 27% year-over-year growth in revenue. market is overreacting at the moment.
Yeah. I agree 1,000%.
He said what we just said.
But yeah. I think it's interesting to kind of hear from.
I mean, that even confirms like kind of what we just said. Like, perfect. If there's an insider who's saying the same exact thing,
I think I think the CFO might be to blame too, because she gave a very pessimistic outlook in the guidance. So that's interesting. Why she would do that, I'm not sure. But I think that I don't think her guidance report was something that they probably were happy about. Or maybe they wanted the stock to go down so they could buy more. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But the CFO gave a very pessimistic guidance outlook.
For the second quarter.
Right.
Yeah. And so it wasn't even a full guidance for the entire year. So, I mean, take that with a grain of salt.
But Meta's here to stay.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah. And we got to reward CEOs, to be honest. I'm not going to continue rail on Elon, but.
Pause.
Yeah, big pause. But. Jesus Christ.
Children.
But,
children.
He hasn't delivered on some promises. The miles per gallon that the car can get. At best, I think Dustin went a little bit far calling it the new Enron, but
that's crazy.
Some of the math is not mathing.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.